News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. For more than 3 months, Iranian-backed Houthis have been attacking ships on the Red Sea, and now the United States and Britain have fought back. They carried out bombing strikes, hitting over 60 targets in Yemen. Defense Minister Richard Marles says Australia was one of the supporting allies.
This action was supported by four other nations: Canada, Bahrain, the Netherlands, and Australia. Australia's support of these actions came in the form of personnel in the operational headquarters.
All six crew members survived when their U.S. Navy helicopter crashed into San Diego Bay. It happened during a training exercise yesterday. Winter has its grip on much of the country. Brian Jackson at the National Weather Service says one of the storm systems is pounding the nation's midsection with snow.
An additional 8 to 12 inches in eastern Iowa, and then 12 to 18 inches over a good portion of southern, central, northeastern Wisconsin, and then much of Michigan will also get 12 to 20 inches of snow.
A United Airlines plane made an emergency landing after a warning about a possible door issue.
An airport spokesman in Tampa, Florida, says United Airlines jet out of Sarasota cut short a flight Wednesday and landed there after pilots were alerted about a possible issue with a door. United says the plane took off later after the issue was addressed. The aircraft involved was an Airbus A319. Last week, a plug that takes the place of a door on some Boeing MAX 9 jetliners blew off an Alaska Airlines plane shortly after takeoff from Portland, Oregon. I'm Norman Hall.
At the UN's top court, Israel is insisting that its war in Gaza is a legitimate defense of its people. It's defending itself against genocide accusations. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or...
This Game's Key News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy. They'd rather wait. When Resorts plans to build a third tower could be in jeopardy, the company asking Clark County for a 5-year extension on previously approved plans for a 1,100-room hotel tower on 38 acres just north of Fashion Show Mall and across Las Vegas Boulevard from the main property for Wynn Resorts. The county's building department recommending denying that extension, saying the original approval is 8 years old and no building permits or studies have been submitted for review so far. When officials say they're requesting that extension because the COVID pandemic delayed several of its development projects. Four of the five Maloof family members with an ownership stake in the Vegas Golden Knights, they sold that interest to majority owner Bill Foley. George, Gavin, Joe, and Phil, they're out. But sister Adrian Maloof will continue to be a limited partner with the team. Unconfirmed reports say the Maloof family owned about 15% of the Vegas Golden Knights. The family was involved with bringing the NHL to Las Vegas from the very beginning, starting with talks with Commissioner Gary Bettman going back to 2013. Bettman suggested the Maloofs meet with Foley, and as they like to say, the rest is history. A fourth chairlift begins operations today at Lee Canyon Ski Resort. That's the first major chairlift project in nearly 10 years there. The Ponderosa chairlift is the first major chairlift project since 2014, but other recent investments at the property include Hillside Lodge. That's a 10,000-square-foot facility that includes a bar, a ski and ski-out sky deck, as well as a coffee house. Lee Canyon open year-round and has added summer as well as fall activities. That includes a chairlift-served mountain bike park. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in a
an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We're doing all right early on the Valley Freeways. Had a problem on I-15 southbound before Washington. Just recently cleared out of the way, so a better flow of traffic inbound from North Las Vegas on 15 southbound approaching Washington. On the surface streets, new west side accident at the intersection of Tropicana and Decatur. Mostly sunny and cool and far less wind today than we've been seeing this week. Today's highs in the low 50s. Could be closing in on 60-degree afternoons by Sunday. 32 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, January 12th. So happy to have you with us. Thanks for getting up with us. It's live and local, and it's everything you need to know to start your day. And the way we start our day, believe it or not, on Fridays is something special. And here it is.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It is Friday. It's the day we let our hair down. We have a little bit of fun. We entertain a kind of a friends and family atmosphere. And we're going to do it today. Same way. Oh, I love that. The Friday song always makes me feel so darn good. Yesterday was a bizarre day in a lot of different ways. The former president, Donald J. Trump, held a news conference, believe it or not, outside of the courthouse in New York City. They did closing arguments in the civil case. This is the civil case, not anything where anybody's going to go to jail. It might lighten the load of Donald J. Trump and his corporation and the family, and it might leave him with a lot of free time because he won't be able to work or do anything in New York. That's what Letitia James wants. We'll talk about that. First of all, let's go to cut one real quick because this is Alina Haba spoke as a Trump attorney for the Trump court fraud trial in New York City. This was Alina Haba, the attorney of record for Donald J. Trump.
Let's remember that before I walked into court, we had already lost. That was clear with his motion for summary judgment. Before witnesses, before experts, and do I think any of it mattered? I certainly hope so. But for anybody that was in the courtroom for the last 11 weeks, you heard that there was not one fact against President Trump. There was not one piece of paper that showed anyone committed fraud. And don't forget that Section 6312, a consumer fraud statute, has been wrongfully used against my client innocent defendants, the organization, and every employee of the Trump Organization, which has single-handedly changed the New York skyline, including the building we are in today. These are special properties. Real estate is an art, not a science. But you know what else is an art? You know what else isn't a science? Political motivated individuals. She's using this to paint a canvas that Donald Trump is a fraudster because they can't beat him in the polls. They can't beat him in the polls, so she ran on Trump because that was the only way she could win. And now, today, after 11 weeks, after 3 years, we have concluded that he indeed committed no wrong. The Trump Organization committed no wrong, and the kids have been dragged in just like the other defendants, and it is wrong. America needs to step up, and there's only one person who can do that, my client, Donald Trump.
She's a political hack, the Attorney General. The judge is obviously extremely friendly with the group, and we'll see what happens. I think maybe he may surprise people on a positive side. We'll have to see what happens exactly. But we've proven this case so conclusively. We've asked for directed verdict many times. They don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence against us. Millions and millions of pages, years of litigation. And all politically motivated. She campaigned on a "I will get Trump." If you've ever seen any of the her clips, they're horrible clips. Actually, the anger, she's got serious Trump derangement syndrome. There's no question about it. Letitia James, the corrupt Attorney General of New York. So we've proven our case. There's not one witness against us other than one person who is a deranged. He's got a lot of problems. He's a man who's been convicted of lying. He's a felon, convicted felon, and. Not a good person, but that's their only witness, and he's now crashed and burned. They have no witnesses. And by the way, that witness took back everything that he said. He took back everything he said in court, took it all back. So they have no case. It's a shame that a thing like this is able to happen. Businesses leave New York. She went after Exxon, and they decided to move to Texas. And hundreds of millions of dollars they pay in taxes. I paid over $300 million of taxes over the last number of years, $300 million, and they don't recognize that. They don't recognize anything. So not think of it, not one witness, millions of pages of document, years of this nonsense, and now it goes on. And one other factor, we won this case already in the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals voted in favor of us, but this judge has been very, very slow to accept that opinion because that's not the opinion that he wants. But we won in the Court of Appeals. That's the boss of this judge. He has to know that. And it was a conclusive victory, statute of limitations and other things. And that case has already been won. So that's the story. And I thought we'd come down to 40 Wall Street, which is a great building, and you'd get a chance to see one of the nicest buildings in New York and a convenient place. And I don't have to pay any rent. Because we have it, and it's been a very successful building. But it's a shame to have gone through this for years and years and years. And now we'll see if we're going to get an honest verdict. We didn't have a jury. We had no rights to a jury. It's a statute that's never been used before for a purpose like this. I just watched a certain broadcast, and they said, you know, they've been looking, has it ever been used before? This is a statute that's a consumer fraud statute, never been used for anything like this before, and it's a shame. It's really it's a witch hunt in the truest sense of the word. It's election interference, and it just came out. This was just right now. Letitia James visited Joe Biden in the White House numerous times during the Trump witch hunt, and this just came out about 10 minutes ago. I got it. And so it's all a conspiracy to try and get Biden, who can't put two sentences together, trying to get him into office. So I just want to let you know that we have our best poll numbers. We have the best everything, despite this, and maybe because of this, because the people of the United States, all of those people back there, but the people of the United States really get it. They get it better than anybody else.
That was an incredible appearance by the former president, Donald J. Trump.
Monday, of course, the Iowa caucuses. The first votes will be cast in the presidential primary. Don't forget, we've got a caucus on February 8th. Next Tuesday on the program, we'll be joined by Michael McDonald. He is urging everybody to participate in the Nevada caucuses February 6th and the 8th. On the 6th, it is the it's going to be, well, it's a primary election, but it really doesn't, it's more of a beauty contest than anything else. But then on the 8th, it is the Nevada caucuses. We'll talk more about that next Tuesday with Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. When we come back, Donald Trump fielded questions on a variety of different topics yesterday, and I'm going to tell you something. You can't get anything out of Joe Biden. No press conferences, no nothing. But Donald J. Trump took questions yesterday in New York City. I'm just glad that people can do a side-by-side comparison. Donald J. Trump, Joe Biden. You just look at the two side by side. It's obvious that Donald J. Trump has got his stuff together. He really honestly does. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, the last weekday before the votes officially start to come in for 2024 plus.
Continued craziness at the border.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 402-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Know what's going to happen with Hunter Biden. Good to have you with us. It's Kevin Wall, live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. We got news, weather, traffic, sports. We got it all in one package, and we are all you need in the morning. Jonathan Turley is the Fox Legal Eagle and was on with Neil Cavuto last night. I think the world of Jonathan Turley. I think he's a smart dude. We don't always agree on everything. But I'm going to tell you, the guy knows his law, and nine times out of ten, he is right on the money. This was Jonathan Turley yesterday as they explored the House committee and the criminal investigations into Hunter Biden. Listen to Jonathan Turley yesterday on Fox.
Here's where the congressional probe maybe weighs into some of the issues that are coming up here, gentlemen. And Jonathan Turley, I'll explore this with you. Obviously, an issue here is Hunter Biden and the money he made and didn't pay taxes on. Better than $7 million in gross income. He failed to pay taxes on it, ultimately costing about $1.5 million. They say he funded an extravagant lifestyle by evading these taxes, a lot of personal expenditures for luxury hotel stays, luxury rentals, escort services, a lot more. Counted them as business deductions and the like. Now, the reason why the business deductions and all might come into play is that, you know, many House Republicans who are exploring separate actions against him have been trying and saying they have been able to successfully link a lot of those business dealings with the father. Now, the investigation thus far has not uncovered any wrongdoing by the president, but the president, I think, has called this a baseless political stunt. But that's where it gets into the foggy area of political one-upmanship, and that one side is going to say, well, there's got to be something there, and all these monies and transactions and business dealings, again, with foreign entities, China, et cetera, the father had to have known about it. And that gets into a whole nother ball of wax, right?
I think it does. The fact is that there's a misconception that's been fueled by the Hunter Biden team and also the White House that you need to show that money went directly to the president. They may or may not be able to show that. But that's not the standard in bribery cases. Courts have said repeatedly that money going to your family is considered bribery. And keep in mind, influence peddling is corrupt. It is a form of corruption. The United States has actually forced internet international agreements to combat. Now, most of us now agree, including many deniers earlier, that this was a massive influence peddling scheme. So the question is, could the president not have known about this, particularly because articles were appearing in the press? And if he did know about it, if he did know that his family was cashing in on his position and access, then he was also corrupt. And that is something I think the House committees are looking into.
There you have it. No less than Jonathan Turley on Fox yesterday. Joining us now, I'm really happy to have him on, Congressman Mark Amaday from CD2. He is, I'm assuming he is in Washington, D.C. Congressman, always good to have you on. Where are you speaking from?
Hey, Kevin. I'm from out here in beautiful Swampsville, you know.
Well, let's do a rundown. You come back from the holidays, and I'm not sure you could say you guys are hitting the ground running. What have you gotten done just in the last few days? Anything of note?
You know, Kevin, I'd like to put a positive spin on it. I'll stop short of putting a negative spin, but we came back Tuesday. We had a quorum call vote. And for those that don't know what that is, that's not changing the course of the history of the nation. And then Wednesday, we had a vote to do three bills that aren't related with anything that you're talking to your viewers about. You know, I mean, it's important stuff, but not like the budget, not like the border, not like impeachment, not like any of that stuff. And some of our colleagues decided they were going to punish the speaker, I guess, by killing the rule to bring those three rule bills down. You can't go to the floor without a rule unless you're on suspension. So that pretty much took Wednesday out of the mix. And then yesterday, they all got together and so we finally passed the rule yesterday and started voting on these three bills. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Kevin, the clock's ticking. On funding, you know, the operations of the federal government, and people are, I like to tell you, you know, it's like, hey, the Republicans are in the majority, but we're having a hard time coming to grips and acting like that because we're so obsessed with fighting with each other. And remember, the context that this happens in, Kevin, is we're the only elephant in the jungle that's in a position to affect things. Last time I checked, Chuck Schumer didn't care about what your Republican Central Committee or the RNC or anybody else thinks about the thing. And we don't need to even go into whose administration's in the White House. So to circle back where you started, we're not lighting the world on fire in terms of chopping the wood in front of us.
Let me ask you a question, though. Are we headed, and again, this is not your first rodeo, you have been here many, many times before, are we headed to a government shutdown? And if so, when would it occur? How would it occur?
Well, you'd have a partial shutdown next a week from today. I don't think we are, though, and I'll tell you why. Mike Johnson I think he understands, and we've had the discussion, so I'll abbreviate it, Kevin. I voted for every shutdown we had an opportunity to vote for. I voted for him under Boehner. I voted for him with Obama. I voted for him in favor of the one that President Trump wanted, three of them. And here's the problem. You can say, we're going to shut it down. And there's a lot of talk to that right now, Kevin. So a normal question would be, okay, we shut it down, then what? What are we going to get? What's the objective? Other than to get on your show right now and say, hey, we shut it down. Want to pat me on the back, Kev? And so it's like, listen, tell me what we gained, because I've been through three of them, and you know what changed from the beginning to the end? And I'm not a fast learner, Kevin. I voted for three of them. Nothing changed from the beginning to the end. And it's like, I'm willing to go, I'm willing to go where the lead's flying politically, and that's fine. That's part of the job. But what's the objective? Okay, it's shut down. Now what? And you can kind of hear by the tone in my voice, like, man, I'm all for the red team
But just doing it to say there, it's like, okay, what comes after there? And that's where we're at, Kevin. When you look at all the stuff, the blogosphere, the people that are on TV, the all whatever, it's like, okay, shut her down. What are we going to get? How are we going to advance that conservative agenda? We shut her down, we going to... And as a matter of fact, I'll get you the stuff. I got my staff working on the top, you know, dozen things that shut down. And by the way, Kevin, real quick, one of those things is the troops in the field. And so, you know, those folks that we're not exactly killing ourselves to shower.